Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. This is our Friday edition of March the 12th. If you're hearing this right now, come out to Creed Fisher tonight in Macon, Georgia at Crazy Bull. If you love America, if you love outlaw country, also got a little bit of Jesus in you, then you will absolutely love Creed Fisher. He is everything good that this country stands for. Speaking of everything good that this country stands for, on the line with me this morning is this bombshell, this dynamite. I'm just now getting to know her. She's a badass, all-around patriot. Miss Brianna, how are you this morning?
Good, good. I'm just waking up, man. It takes a lot longer to get, you know, ready these days. At 32, I'm telling you, it's not the same.
I know. I'm 33, and it literally took me, I set my alarm for 7:45 to be here by 9. I live a mile from my studio. I didn't want to go to bed, bro.
I'm telling you, I set my alarm for 8 o'clock, and I was just like, and I woke up at like 7:40, like ready to go. And I was just like, the one day that I have to sleep in, because my son's with his dad, like the one day that I have, I can't even do. I think I was so excited to talk with you. I think that's what it was.
I love that you're lying to me like that, and you're making it look fantastic. So you just keep that up the rest of this interview, and we'll be golden.
Sounds good.
For the past couple months, ever since I started having people that were big on TikTok and everything do my show, your name has been brought up to me several times. We're both Georgia. I don't know what the hell I was going to call us, Georgians or whatever. But we're both from Georgia, but people have said stuff about you for the longest, and it just went over my head. I just didn't realize it. And then when I saw you and my buddy Anthony, I saw a picture of y'all. I was like, oh, okay, she's real deal. She's not just somebody. If he's giving her the nod, then she must be a badass. So I apologize for not reaching out before. I might have almost missed my boat here with you.
Your audacity.
I know, right?
The audacity.
And then talking to you yesterday, just for the few minutes we got to talk, me and you got a lot of similarities between us. And you just won me over, like in a snap of a wrist yesterday. Good job.
Thanks. You know, I tend to have that effect.
Right, well, you keep that effect up, and you will be golden when it comes to this business. So let's just dive right in there. Start off and tell folks, first of all, your social media handles, which everybody, it seems like, now is following you anyway. But just in case they're not.
No. So my social media handle on TikTok is It's Brianna M. M as in Mason Jar. I was about to say my last name, but
yeah, don't do that.
So that's my TikTok handle. If you guys don't follow me on there, go ahead and do that. And then my Instagram is the same, I think, but I think there's like underscores in between because somebody else has that name. There's like, yeah.
Well, how did you get started in all this? Like, what made you kind of start blowing up or whatever?
Well, I started TikTok last April. I think the same reason why majority of millennials did. Just everybody was in quarantine. And it was an outlet for me because I was still in such a really dark place of not being happy with myself. And I needed an outlet to just kind of do something. I don't know. But then I made my first, and I just did like random like sounds and all that, nothing like crazy. And then I did my first political post. I want to say in like July. And then from there, I had so many people, just women mainly, message me and just be like, you know, you're the reason why I started actually looking into politics, regardless of who you voted for. You need to make an educated decision and don't just say I'm going to vote for somebody because I'm this party. That's why I'm very careful and I don't ever say I'm Republican, I'm this, I'm that, I'm conservative, because I've voted for a Democrat before. based off of their policies. I'm very big on vote for policy, and you don't vote for the party. But yeah, so then I started posting about my political beliefs, and then I started posting about my just what I've been through and my divorce. And there was a lot of mental, emotional, and verbal abuse in my divorce. And a lot of women are scared to kind of talk about that stuff, because I think if it's not physical abuse, then it's fine, which it's not. Abuse is abuse, no matter what it is. And so I think just making I just made myself relatable. You know, I think that's what it is TikTok is full of women that just have it all together on the screen. And I'm not afraid to go on there without makeup on, crying because I've had a bad, crappy day, you know, or my past trauma has just crept up, you know. And I think it's just, I don't know. I like to say that I got lucky on that app, but I don't want to say that, because I do think that God made a way for me to be able to reach out to women.
Well, and it's everybody, like, people have a hard time understanding this concept, but a lot of people think that you have to be a preacher to reach somebody when it comes to God.
No.
And it's not. I literally use the term warriors. You got warriors, yeah, and you got preachers. Some of us are supposed to go through the hell that we went through just so we become relatable to some people. There's some folks, I love when I see the bikers. I'm not a biker. I would fall off a motorcycle in a fucking heartbeat. But
yeah,
I love when I see bikers that love the good Lord just as much as any holier than thou preacher. And it's some people, it is so much easier to walk up and talk to a sinner about God than it is to walk up and talk to a saint about God, because you feel judged, all this other stuff. So when somebody like you or us, when we do our thing when it comes to that, I think we're easier to talk to. And plus, you've seen our struggles, and we can still show our faith. When you can walk through blind faith, and you can still have that smile and that comfort around you, that armor around you of God, it shows more. I think that's what probably is super relatable.
I mean, the thing is that Jesus came for the sinners, not saints.
Yep.
You know, he called the Pharisees wicked. He called the Pharisees vipers. You know, I was raised conservative. I was raised, you know, in a Christian home. And I did stray away from that. I was actually liberal in college for about 2 to 3 years, very liberal. I have redeemed myself, however. but, you know, it's, you know, I don't know. It's just, I'm not about making my life out to be this perfect thing on social media. Like, I still struggle with the trauma from my divorce, still. And God love my boyfriend. He handles it so well, because it's been a year and a half since I've been divorced. And, you know, it's just, if women would just realize that it's not a downfall to be vulnerable about who you are and what you've been through. I cannot tell you how many, and I've been told, don't put yourself out there that much. Don't put yourself in a position to where you could be vulnerable on social media, because you don't know who could use it against you. I don't care. Please use it against me.
Well, if you go,
because this is my story.
Yeah, if you go ahead and you let your scars be shown, then nobody can hold that shit against you anymore. So, like, being vulnerable to me is kind of a, you know, it's kind of a backwards concept, because more than likely, I share my story all the time about me going through a suicide attempt like 11 years ago, and the first time I did it was when I was trying to, like, grow. And I was trying to, you know, become a different person and take that negative and turn into a positive and take the bullshit I'd been through and help others. And I'm telling you, the first time I posted it, I was scared to death what the backlash would be.
Oh, yeah, it's exposing yourself. It's putting yourself out there for judgment. Nobody wants to be judged. No. I mean, I still get judged. I've got, you know, X amount of followers on TikTok, and I still get people that say, well, you know, you kind of asked for it. No. I put myself out there. I never asked anybody to be a dill hole to me.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you take that risk whenever you put yourself out there like that. But I'll tell you what, I will take the thousands of women and men too, who say that I gave them the courage to leave an abusive marriage, over the maybe 1-5% of people that are just like, you know what, you need to just be quiet and sit down. No, mama didn't raise me like that.
No.
at all. I will continue to stand up for what I believe in 1,000%.
Well, some people, I use the term trauma bonding a lot. I love it between two people. But look, some people are, they own their trauma. Some people recognize, look, I've been through shit, but I'm not going to let it define me. I'm going to define my trauma. And somebody like you that has took that, some people are just so uncomfortable when it comes to somebody being so open about their trauma because they can't deal with their trauma. And that's the only reason why they're like, how the hell is this woman who's been through so much sitting here with a smile on her face, moving on with her life? But I can't, I can't get over my stuff. So then they're going to hate.
They hate it. I mean, and even still, like, I still have trauma that comes up. Like, I was up in Tennessee this past weekend for the ride-along crew, which is a whole mess in and of itself. And then there was something that triggered me. I mean, and I've been with my boyfriend not very long, about 3 months. And he is one of the most upstanding, just incredible men anybody will ever meet. And he's never done anything to make me think otherwise, you know. And there was something that happened and it just sent me back completely. And I just completely removed myself from everybody for like 2 hours. And then he comes up to me and he's like, well, what's wrong? And I just let it all out. And it just goes to show you that even though like I've moved on from that stuff still, it still sits there. The trauma from, you know, an abusive relationship, it will always be there. It's how you and your spouse choose to handle it, you know. And it's so important after an abusive relationship for your spouse to be understanding that the trauma will always be there. It's a matter of communication.
The only thing like I can really say, I've never been in an abusive relationship. I don't ever try to walk in anybody else's shoes, especially if I don't know how the hell the souls feel. But let me tell you, when you have somebody like you have now that reinforces those things, it's easier, I would think, it's easier to get over the trauma. But you still probably, and I mean this in the best way towards anybody, I feel like we always have to have that weight of our trauma on us, though. Not like in a negative way, but as in a reminder way, as in now you know, I don't see this happening between you and your fella now from the stuff I've looked up on him too. By the way, smoke show. Beautiful man.
Oh my God. Can you imagine the babies?
Oh my God. I'm trying to find like a TikTok relationship like y'all. It's beautiful. Goodness gracious. But
I swear to God. He's gonna make some beautiful babies. Like Lord Jesus bless his blue eyes.
But I'm telling you, like you have to, if you don't have that constant reminder of the stuff you've been through. And the recognition of, like, if that was to come along again, now you know and you can protect yourself from it. So always having that in your back pocket and that weight, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. And I think being reminded of it every once in a while is just you keeping your guard up as you should.
Yeah. And I mean, and we all have past trauma from relationships. And it's very important to not bring that over onto the other person, if that makes any sense. Like, you know, Jimmy is not my ex-husband. He never will be. And I'm not his ex-girlfriend. So we can't hold each other to what our exes did. Like, they're not that. Does that make any sense?
No, it does. It does. You're not holding them accountable. You're not holding your present accountable for the sins of the past of your other relationships.
Right. You know, but at the same token, it's like you said, it's like that made me who I am today. And that made me, you know, kind of, I do have some balls up, of course, you know, going through what I've been through, you know, for almost a decade, you know, it's going to stick with you. And I told him, I just said, Jimmy, it's not going to go away completely. It's not. It's always going to be there. And he's got some trauma from a past relationship that will always be there. It's a matter of how your spouse can kind of work with you through it, you know, and just reassure you like on the daily about it, you know?
Yeah. It takes somebody really, really strong to deal with somebody, I'm not gonna say broken. Somebody's bent a little bit, and you know, broken. I hate.
Oh, no, dude, you can say broken. God, but I like super glue couldn't have held me together. Like,
there's this thing that I really, really like, and it's. Do you know why it's called breakups? Because the relationship is broken.
Yep.
All right, so I hate the word broken. We're bent. We're a little damaged. We got some dents and dings, but we're not broken. It's just one of these things. Like, it's not a trigger word or anything, but it's just, you're not a broken person, because if you was broken, you wouldn't be the badass that you are inspiring others today. So even with the trauma and bullshit you've been through, you might have been, got some dents and dings, but you're fine. Definitely not broken. But when it comes to stuff like this, it helps so many people the way that you have took that negative and turned it into a positive. I know the women that have reached out to me because of you. Now I understand why, after looking back through some of your stuff. You're very inspirational.
And you know, it's crazy. I can't remember who I was talking to. My mom. I was talking to my mom about it. And my mom didn't really understand the whole TikTok thing. And at first she was, and if my mom's listening, she probably is, hey, mom, love you. She didn't get the whole TikTok thing. She was like, it's not real. It's not a real thing. And I was just like, it is real to people. It is real to some people. 1,000%. Like, this is their outlet, you know? And then it took, we were out in my hometown and it took a couple people coming up and recognizing me for my mom to be like, oh my God, like, this is a thing. You know, like, this is real to people. Like, she really inspires people. And, you know, and it's just crazy because it still is weird to me when people come up to me and know who I am, because I don't think that I'm, it sounds so bad, I don't think that I'm somebody to be recognized on that level in a way. Like, I still, like, I live in a 2-bedroom apartment in, you know, North Georgia, and I'm sitting here just like trying to make sure my cat doesn't get in, you know, the frame or anything. Like I'm so normal, but I mean, my God, if I could, I can't even tell you how many messages I get from women and men that are just like, you know, you've inspired me, you've this, you've that. And I'm just like, I'm just putting my life out there. So if there's anybody out there that is struggling with like, well, I don't know if I should share my story, my God, do it, because you have no idea the impact that you could possibly have on somebody. I never thought in a million years that I would have the following that I do on an app at all, you know, but here I am, and I've made some of the best friends I could ever ask for. And, you know, I've talked to women and men that are just like, I never would have gotten the courage to have left this relationship or voiced my opinion about politics, or I was about to vote for somebody that should not be in office, but I voted for somebody, you know, that we all love that man so much. And not really, but they were just like, you know, I never would have voted for somebody if it wasn't for you, because I've always just voted blue just because that's the state that I live in, or that's how I was raised.
Well, when it comes to voting, people, and we talk about it all the time with several different folks to get on the show. I'm sure me and Anthony have talked about this. But at some point in time, we quit voting because of who somebody was, but we started voting because of what party they were in. And like, I am no longer a conservative. I'm damn sure not a liberal. From now on, the rest of my life, I'm independent. And I like, and people get on my ass about this all the time. But in 2016, I did not think right off the bat that Trump was going to be what we needed. I wanted Ben Carson.
I knew Trump was going to be daddy from day one. I knew it.
I was late to that one. I was late because I wanted Ben Carson to get the Republican nod back then, and he didn't. But then Trump, he does what Trump did. He owned it, and he owned all of his flaws and everything. And I love him forever. And I know there's a whole lot of still conspiracy theorists out there, and I like conspiracy theories as much as
no. Oh my person. God, I thrive on conspiracy theories. I thrive.
You'll have to one day, whenever, because me and Barbie and Anthony got into a little bit. We'll all have to do one. And
we would never get anything done. We would not get anything done.
That's fine. It'll be good entertainment, us just bullshitting around for however long. But I really dig what you said right there, though, about how you've helped people not change their mind. But it's like some people, all they watch is what's in the news, and they do not research themselves. Mm-mm. And people like you that all of a sudden just pop up, and it's like, okay, this girl's saying something that makes sense. I need to go research it. That drives other people to become fact checkers, even though most of them suck at it. But they need to dive in, and they need to see the stuff for themselves. You're one of the people that are helping others realize, you know what, I can't just vote anymore because of the party they're in.
Yep. And that's the thing. Like, I mean, there's some views that conservatives have that I don't agree with. I mean, I really don't. I don't think that the government should have any say in what a woman can do with her body.
I'm one whatsoever. I'm one of those that actually, me being from the deep south and being a male, most people are blown away by this. I 100% agree with it. I don't want to tell you what to do with your body. I don't.
Right. But at the same token, if a woman's going to have that opinion, she better not go to that man for child support if she decides to keep that child.
I love you. I say it
she
all the time.
She better not.
I say it all the time. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form on any type of child support. But you're right. If a woman's not going to give a man an option in that situation, then there shouldn't be an after fact where he's on the rest of his life.
Yep. Like, you don't. Ooh, that's a topic that I will talk about for 10 and a half days. Like,
me and you are going to be real good friends.
If you are going to sit there and be like, it's not your choice, da da da. Okay, well, if you didn't give that man a choice on whether or not that baby wants to get here, first of all, you're both adults and you both laid down, stood up, but whatever you did to get that child here, you better not go to him and demand child support. Like, don't do that. Don't be that woman. But there's some conservatives that don't like the fact that I believe that. I mean, do I agree with, you know, terminating a pregnancy? Absolutely not. I don't. I believe that if God wanted that child here, then he.
Three.
I mean, and if God wanted that child to be here, he would make it a way for that child to be here. If he didn't want that child to be here, he would be like, nope, not going to happen.
I'm the same exact way. I don't think the good Lord makes mistakes. I think we do.
Nope.
And sometimes we're just too stupid to get out of our own way and see the signs that the good Lord or the universe, whatever you believe in, is throwing at you. And that's just one of those. I don't want to see kids like abortions or whatever. But at the same time, it's still not my right. Like, unless I'm in that situation, I don't want to be part of it.
But the thing is that, I don't know, like, that's where I kind of like go back and forth a little bit where, you know, people like, well, men shouldn't have any right. That's just as much his kid as it is yours, because without him, there would be no that child,
exactly.
You know? So it's like, I don't know. A lot of conservatives do not agree with me on that. And that's fine. You don't have to agree with me on anything, but just know that it is my opinion and I'm entitled to my opinion.
But that's
just like you are entitled to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But see, that's what like a lot of folks don't get when it comes to people like me and you, is we might consider ourselves one thing, but it doesn't mean that we're completely shying away from everything that the opposite side believes. It's not that we're taking the good from both sides and we're trying to mix them together into our own lifestyle. That's why I don't like this. It's not that I don't like the term conservative, but if you say conservative, you get put into a box. That's
1,000%.
That's why I say independent now, because there's certain shit. I've got a bunch of gay friends. Love them to death.
Oh my God. Anthony is one of my best friends ever. And my younger brother's gay. My uncle's gay. I mean, and the thing is like, marry who you want to marry. I do not care.
Yeah.
It does not affect me at the end of the day. At the end of this life, that is up to God to determine what happens with you.
Yeah. I believe that.
I do not care who you marry.
I believe that it says that the good Lord died for all of our sins, not just some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
say that. Yep.
Our sins aren't the same. So how the fuck am I going to judge you off your sins?
And the thing is that everybody wants to put different levels of, you know, what sin is greater than the other. It says black and white, there's no sin greater than the other. You going and cheating on somebody is the same exact thing as you stealing a piece of bubble gum.
Yep.
It is the exact same thing. So I believe that, you know, gays, trans, bi, whatever, you should be able to marry whoever you want to marry. And I mean, first of all, the government should have no say so in marriage, no involvement.
Yes.
The government should have zero involvement in marriage.
If the alphabet people want to be miserable just like the rest of us, then I'm all about it.
What Anthony said something one time. My God, I call him my baby daddy. But which he's not, by the way. He's very gay, just so that there's no rumors going around.
I don't think anybody's going to get confused on that one.
Dude, you would be so surprised. Whenever Jimmy and I came out, I was like public about our relationship. There was a video I did with Anthony about like, what's a soulmate? You know, and we're like, oh my God, Brianna's cheating on Jimmy. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I'm too, I
and then I call, I call Anthony my baby daddy, and it's just, it's a term of endearment for him. It really is. And I'm like, he's been with his husband for like 10 years. Like, yeah. My God. And they're just like, oh, Brianna obviously is having doubts about Jimmy. I'm like, oh my God. So I have to preface it. I have to.
It's fine. At least you're nice enough to. I've done got to the point where I don't anymore. And when people just want to say stuff, you're like, oh, you're cheating. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're that dumb, or no, I shouldn't say dumb. Dumb's the wrong word. If you're that naive to believe that just right off the bat of me saying something, go ahead. If you can't take a joke, then you're one of the snowflakes I probably don't like anyway.
Oh, I know. Like, I can't even tell you. I can't post a damn thing without people being like, are you and Jimmy okay? You do realize that I have an identity outside of my relationship. Like, I actually do. But like, oh, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So Anthony posted something about the LGBTQ, A, B, C, D, E, F, G in one of his something camp videos, which is hysterical. And he makes fun of his own community. Like,
he said on this show last week or the week before we went to Texas, he was like, people think I'm a gay basher. And he's like, but I'm gay. How does that happen?
I know he gets so much hate from the, I'm not going to, I want to say the alphabet community, but I already get so much crap.
It's okay. Trust me, the gays that listen to this show, they love me. They know, they take jokes. You know, that's the thing. I try my best because of that community. I love them, but I'm going to treat them the same damn way I'm going to treat you. And if they don't like
it. Right. You can't sit here and demand equality, but still want to be treated different.
Yeah. If I can't make a gay joke, but you can make a fat bearded Southern honky joke. No, that's not how this works.
I'm going to fire right back at you. You better be prepared. If you want to make jokes about me being straight and me being conservative, I'm going to fire right back at you.
But also, too, I think one thing that is appealing to folks about me and you and Anthony and other folks is if you are different than us, we don't bash you. Like, we state our opinion. But one thing that drives me nuts is like, when I watch people do like TikTok lives or Instagram lives, whatever, and you have these random trolls that come in that just start picking and just wanting you to get a reaction or whatever. Uh-huh. And it's like, look, dude, if I didn't go on your page and just start throwing out insults and stuff or trying to bring up negative things, then you shouldn't either. I think we're respectful towards the opposition is what I'm putting.
And that's what's crazy to me is I get so many people. I know that there is a large chunk of my followers that follow me because they do not like me. And my God, let them watch, you know? And I just, I've said so many times.
Do you know who Howard Stern is?
I think.
Howard.
Yes.
Okay. I'll just make sure. Howard Stern has a book and a movie called Private Parts. It's amazing.
Yes. I remember that billboard and my parents covering my eyes every time we drove by that billboard.
But there's a quote in this movie that I will remember till the day I die, as long as I'm doing radio or this, whatever. They ask the sponsors or whatever, they do like a survey of who all is listening to him. And it was the average Howard Stern listener that likes him listens for an average on an hour and a half a day. When they asked them why, they said, because I want to see what he's going to say next. The average Howard Stern hater listened for 3 hours a day because
they're looking.
When they asked them why, it's because the common response was, I want to see what he's going to say next. And it's the same thing. Our haters, they don't realize they're doing more by watching us and listening to us for longer than the people that actually like us. Dude, they help us more than they hurt us.
Right. I'm just like, ask me how many people I follow on my TikTok that I don't like. The answer is none. Big old freaking zero. None. Everybody that I follow on my page, I either love or I'm just like, you know what? I want to help them out because I follow a lot of conservatives on there that are smaller accounts. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to support them. And da, da, da. But there's not I have not a once left a hate comment, nothing. Because I do not care. If you want to be a liberal and you want to, you know, have whatever mindset, go for it. We live in this incredible country that, I mean, I would die for. So that you can be able to have a different opinion than me and not get stoned.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. The people are just too ignorant that are like don't have the mindset that you have or I have to where they don't realize if you were in another country and you said the shit that you said, you're dead. Like, you're done, or, so imprisoned.
Or if you lived in another country and you came out with, there was like this one guy who, it was a viral video. He became like a raccoon or something like that. And it was like, it's like a thing. It's like a weird thing that people have. I don't know. They dress up as raccoons. They dress up as like animals and it's like a whole community.
You're talking about the furries?
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
I just want you to know of all the people that has been on my show, this is like 67 episodes deep. And we have talked about some raunchy stuff and other episodes. You're the first person to say furries or bring up furries on this show. And I'm completely blown away by that.
Like, everybody wants to sit, like, that whole community, like, whatever. You're into some, what I'm into, like, somebody might think's weird or it's too conservative. Everybody's got their thing, okay? Yeah. Like, you do what makes you happy. I don't care. But you try being a furry and going over into the Middle East or wherever, you're dead. You are literally dead. So don't come at me and say that you're oppressed in this country. Don't you come at me. Don't do that.
Well, most of the people that are saying they're oppressed, I mean, just to be real, and you know, like I do, most of the people aren't people that are actually oppressed.
No.
They're not people that live in the inner cities or live in lower income communities. They're not that. They're privileged ass white kids that are overeducated in college. The only reason why a bunch of this shit even works now is because at some point in time in the past couple of years, it has become cool and trendy. Yep. To go against the establishment that's actually the good part of the establishment.
Yep. And I'm sorry, I am not for one damn second going to apologize for the color of my skin and how hard I have worked to get to where I am.
You shouldn't.
I'm not going to. And you know what's crazy? I was talking to somebody the other day and I just said, if you look at it, the liberals have made it a way to take every person of color off of all of these name brands. And what is left? On name brands, white people.
Well, they even say the Democratic Party is the party of the people, but you've got Joe Biden, who's the oldest, whitest racist ever, and then you got Kamala, who has locked up more African-American men for a longer period of time, but they're the party of the people? No.
Right. Like, I don't understand how Joe Sniff Your Shoulders Biden has been able to make it this far.
I don't either. I'm not ever going back down the rabbit hole because I got into the QAnon shit and it blew me away.
Oh my God. Did you watch the, what is it? I know it's not QAnon. Well, it is part of QAnon, but it's the, it's that YouTube series. It's like 10 videos. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I went down that hole and I got by the end of it, I sat there. There's actually another documentary that led me to it. You need to watch it. It's called Out of the Shadows.
Yes.
It's very good. But that led me to the next one, to Fall of Cabal. By the time that was over, I was convinced of so many things and was ready to ride. Like I was locked and loaded. I was ready to like lay some folks down. But I tried to be reasonable and I tried to let stuff play out and play out and play out. And then the more and more and more it went on, the more I realized that some of the stuff just couldn't happen. And even like on Inauguration Day, where there's people like, Trump's fixing to take over the Capitol and everything and all this stuff, or Trump's coming back. People, if you're listening and you believe in the QAnon stuff, this is the only reason why it doesn't work anymore, the only reason you need. When Trump lost control of the military, none of it made sense anymore.
Yeah. I mean, and I do think that there are some valid points with with QAnon and, you know, I do think that majority, if not all, of politicians are corrupt, 1,000%. And they are all protecting each other. Yeah. They're all the Bush administration's corrupt. Like, and I loved Bush when he was in office. But now that I know some of the stuff that he's a part of, thank you.
They're career politicians. I mean, that's all.
Yes. And like, the thing is, the reason why all these politicians hate Trump is because he can't be bought.
Yeah.
He cannot be bought. He has his own money. He's not a politician. And I mean, I watched the fall of Cabal probably like 3 times just because like every time I felt like I missed something. And there is something to it. You know, there is something to it. All of these TV stations, all the news media, they're owned by 4 separate companies, which are owned by 2 families, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
Well, that it's we got complacent in realizing that there is those groups that control the narrative of our country. They control, mm-hmm. You have to be smart enough to look outside the box. And yes. Like, I have not watched I was thinking about this yesterday. I have not watched the news since probably mid-January. I did. Mm-hmm. I quit watching it. My life is so much better.
And oh my God, it's incredible.
It takes away like me wanting to do like political stuff. But if there's like something big going on, I'll read about it and everything. Yeah. But I just realized, like, you know, I'm gonna treat Joe Biden and Kamala like an ex-girlfriend. I know they're there, but I'm not looking at their shit on social media anymore. Like, I know that I need to stay away from that because I'm just going to get my feelings hurt if I go to look and see something. It's just where, you know, if we start worrying about our communities and our neighbors and we start doing that route and we just kind of
get back to the basics.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do at this point. Or otherwise, you're screwed in the head.
Yep. And I mean, and I haven't watched, I mean, I used to love Fox News, but then I watched the fall of Cabal and I was just like, oh my God, they are owned. I like Tucker Carlson. And I like that Jesse something, the guy that the dark headed guy, Jesse Waters.
Yeah.
I like him. But for the most part, man, they all work for the same company. They do. And I just, the only time I ever watch the news is if Trump's speaking, honestly, that's really it. And you got to just get your information from somewhere else. Like Newsmax is pretty decent. I know Anthony loves Newsmax.
Look and see who they're owned by too. It's sad.
Oh no. Don't. Who is it?
It's the same group.
God, man, Lord Jesus. Black. I'm done.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like people think, and the only one I do watch is Newsmax. I will watch Newsmax just because it seems different, but also
it's almost like you have to find like the lesser of all the evils.
I have a rule of thumb when it comes to any article that I see on the news is I have to go to all the major networks and they have to be sharing the same story or presenting the same point of view of the story for me to think that it's real. Otherwise, I'm going to go dive into and read articles and stuff. Newsmax, it's the same thing. I mean, they're owned by the same people. It's just everything that all these companies do, if you put it in perspective, is about making money. That's
1,000%.
So what do you do when you know that you have alienated everybody else because of CNN, Fox News, and all this other stuff being the same? Well, you still want to make money off conservatives. So what do? You start Newsmax.
Yep. Oh my God, man, you just blew my whole mind. Lord Jesus, I can't.
Well, it's just like a drug dealer. You know, you got to give them a little taste. And then once you give them a little taste, they're hooked. Look, the only reason why a lot of that fall of Cabal stuff even makes sense to me is because of money. There's people out there that always are going to want to be in that top percentage of wealthiest people. And you have to know how to play both sides. When I first started all this stuff a couple of years ago before I was working in radio, I had a guy.
First of all, side note, does your shirt say Bacon?
It says Macon Bacon.
Okay.
It's the minor league baseball team in Macon.
Okay.
But
I've been wondering this whole time. I'm like, what does his shirt say?
It's okay. Fat guys wearing shirts that look like bacon. It's cool.
It's all great.
But I mean, the only reason why a bunch of that stuff worked was because of money. And I don't know. You made me lost my train of thought because I started thinking about bacon.
Sorry.
It's cool. Damn, what was it?
People talk like, oh my God. See, now you got my mind going talking about bacon. Money and the news media and.
Well, whatever it was, all of it is, they're all ran by the same thing. And you have to have some. But also, too, do you know what would happen? This is where I get a lot of conservatives pissed at me. You've seen how stupid some people have acted after Trump lost or Biden lost, whatever it was, right? Even conservatives started acting stupid.
Yep.
If you don't control the narrative in this country, you do have anarchy. I do believe that there was a time and period that the news was done the right way. But then eventually, and it's probably through CIA, this is more like conspiracy theory stuff, But when you start realizing our media can control the whole like attitude of the country, mm-hmm. that's when they started playing with it too much. It got out of control. Yep. And now they're just like, oh, we're just going to say that Joe Biden won and not have any proof to back it up, because you know what? They're so right. damn stupid, they'll believe it.
Yep.
And most people are. Like
oh my God. Like it, I cannot tell you how it drove me. First of all, we all need to go back to social studies. Like everybody yes. is, God, it drove me up the wall. I mean, and I'll be honest, like I did hold on to a lot of the conspiracy theories of like, well, you know, Trump has actually won, or, you know, just cause I know how much that man loved his country.
Yeah.
And he still did. He's still very active in it. You know, I wanted him to be president for a second term. You know, I really did. So, I mean, I did hold on to a lot of those theories that he was still going to come back into office. But it drove me up the wall when people, you know, the night of the election, be like, oh, Biden won. I'm like, you do get that the media cannot call an election. You do understand that, right? And they were just like, well, you didn't have that energy whenever Trump. I said, first of all, Trump did not concede. Hillary conceded. That is the difference.
Yeah, they had no idea that Trump was going to get the amount of votes that he was going to get when Hillary ran. They would have tried to pull some bullshit like that then, but they were unprepared. This time, they were prepared with coronavirus, with everything. They knew what was going to happen. And people, you know, I'm not saying that a lot of folks are just laying down and taking it, but also I've said it time and time again. I wanted Trump to keep fighting, but if he would have kept fighting, it leads to what I think is a civil war, and nobody wants war.
Yep.
I mean,
and I'm this is what I love about TikTok. I have made friends with people. This one guy who is good friends with Don Jr.
Yeah.
And he, like him and I were just texting like throughout the entire election, even like, you know, a month afterwards, whenever it did need to go to the Electoral College and then they had to make the vote, which a lot of people don't realize that even if a state is called quote unquote blue, it could still be overturned. The Electoral College could go in and be like, nope, you know what? We disagree with this. It's going to be a red state. That's what a lot of people don't understand about how this voting works. But anyways, and so him and I were talking and he was just like, Trump's just exhausted. He's so tired. And he fought down to the wire so that he could, you know, make this a fair election, which I don't care who you are. This was not a fair election. You got to be blind or something, but there's no way that Biden just got 140,000 votes overnight and they were all for him.
No,
there's no way.
Well, people that want to make the argument that it happened that way, it's mathematically impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible. All right, so one thing when all this was going on, I kept using the example. But if you look at Georgia, where we're from, all right, 80% of Georgia, as far as land went, voted for Trump. 20% voted for Biden, but Biden still won the state. There's more people in Atlanta and Savannah, Macon, and everything than everywhere else. Well, even if you go by that split in our state, right? Well, I can't remember how many counties we got. We'll just say 100 for the hell of it because it makes the math easier. If you have 100 counties and 75 of them vote Biden, 25 vote Trump. Okay, and that wasn't the case here. But in what you're talking about with the 140,000 votes overnight, it does not go along with the trend of the rest of the state. Biden would have, with those votes, if you go by the trend of the rest of the state, he would have got like 110,000 votes and Trump would have got 40,000 votes. If you go by the trend of the rest of the state, which is how it goes. I mean, it goes that every state.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen that way. Biden got 99% of the vote or whatever it was, even though the rest of the state was voting at 25% or whatever it was for Trump. The math just doesn't, it's mathematically impossible.
There was just way too many questionable things that happened that just make you think there's no way that Biden won. And like you and I talked about yesterday when I said, you know, you're telling me that this man who can't even form a sentence got more popular votes than Obama did.
It's not
and I do not like Obama. I have never supported him and I never will. I think that he is corrupt as the rest of them. But that man, you cannot deny, he spoke so eloquently. He could convince me, because I'm not, you know, an idiot, but he could have convinced anybody of anything.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Biden got more popular votes than any president in history? In history.
Yeah, that's where it gets really sketchy to me. I've been since to said the hell with it, that I wasn't worrying about it anymore, that I'm just going to live my life and take care of my family.
Yep.
I'm just tired of this arguing about it with folks. But there's no way. Obama was the greatest speaker we've had probably since Reagan. And I could listen to the dude all day. I don't want to hear him talk about politics, but I've watched several documentaries. There's one where he's talking about Michael Jordan, and just the way he speaks, it's like, all right, all right, Brock, I got you, bro. You do your thing.
I will not disagree with him on that. Like, I will say he is a great speaker. He is very well put together, and I just don't understand how people believe that Joe Biden can get more popular votes.
There's no way. I mean, sleepy, creepy Joe cannot pull off. Even with, like, somebody made the case to me the other day. They were like, look, you got to remember, though, that they're not just voting for Biden. They're voting for Harris, too. And I was like, look, African-American community is not as stupid as you think they are. They know what she is. They know what she's doing.
And she's using her color, the color, the pigment of her skin. She is using that because when she was sworn in as an Indian American.
Yeah.
But now that she's voting, that she's running for VP, she's an African American.
Yeah, they knew how to play their cards. I'll give them that. I'll give the stupid ass Democrats that. They knew exactly how to play their cards to get to where they're at right now. Mm-hmm. But the same reason why Washington is still on lockdown and there's gates up everywhere and everything, one thing they did not take into consideration was eventually they were going to go too far and they were going to piss the people off. I don't like the fact that there was the house was broke into January. I don't condone that whatsoever.
But I got feelings on that, Joshua. I really did.
It was staged.
You're 1,000% it was staged because oh my God, how does that get broken into when you've got military, you've got Secret Service? How did they get into Pelosi's office so easy?
I don't know if you know this, but go look up a map of the house where the chambers are and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Pelosi's office is fucking hidden.
Like, yes.
Pelosi's office is, and even if it wasn't hidden, you're telling me that a bunch of dumbasses can find it, and then they have time to sit there and put their feet up on the desk and take a picture and chill. No, that was, and once again, you can go back to math and it being mathematically impossible. You had 250-something thousand people there. 40 people broke into there. Of course, you're always going to have a few bad apples in whatever basket. Mm-hmm. But when you have real conservatives and real people that love this country, patriots that are outside,
they're not going to go and destroy something.
They're not.
You don't destroy your home.
And they're hollering at police officers and like, why aren't you stopping these guys? Like,
because they're paid.
Yeah, those guys, that was, but conspiracy theory time. When you're trying to pass more gun laws to take the guns out of our hands, what better case to say, oh, look, you know, they broke into the house. They were armed. We have to take guns away from these people. That was so set up and poorly done.
There's videos of people being bussed in by Antifa. There's videos of it. And what better way than to make conservatives look like they're off their rocker and they're crazy and that we don't need to be, you know, to have in the house and all that. What better way than to have us staged and that we stormed the Capitol and that we did all that stuff. And I'm sorry, where was this energy whenever all these cities were being burned down?
Yeah, there wasn't. That's why. Do you know who Alex Jones is? Crazy ass Alex Jones. He's huge. He's been fired off of Fox, a couple different things. He had his own network for a little while. Anyway, he sounds insane when you hear him talk until you start looking up shit. Dude knows his shit. Anyway, he put out a documentary or whatever, talking about it on a show a while ago. But he was part of a group that was kind of undercover back in the 90s. And he was on one of those buses that were being bused in to somewhere. And it is by these paid liberals, or liberals paying them, George Soros and all those assholes, to where they're literally putting people that look just like anybody else into a group to cause a riot because they think it's a wildfire effect. I think that's what happened on January the 6th. I think there were people put in place, but they didn't take into account that all those patriots and everybody that was out on the steps, they were like, no, we know just how to show force without overdoing it. And nobody really overdid it.
Yep. And I have two friends that were in D.C. when that happened. They were actually at Aunt's election party when we were all up in Chicago for the election. And they were up there and I FaceTimed both of them during all of that. And I was like, is it really as bad as they're like, no. They're like, yeah, there was like a couple moments where I was like, okay, like let's back off. And they were just like, but for the most part, no. And the media wanted to act like it lasted all day long. They were just like, they stormed the Capitol, maybe 20 minutes, maybe a total of 20 minutes. And then they got them out. That was it.
Well, it's controlling the narrative. I mean, it's right back to it. What better way? Candace Owens, who I am in love with.
Oh my God. I love her.
I swear that'd be baby mama in a heartbeat if I could make it happen.
She'd be my baby mama. Are you kidding me?
Shit. But she talks about something and it made me like snowball one day with this. But she talks about how the Democrats back in the 80s started taking the fathers out of the inner city homes because then the families had to depend on welfare, or government assistance. And by doing that, the government became daddy. Well, now the reason why you had this big influx of millennials, even though me and you both are considered millennials, and I hate that.
I hate it
so damn much. But now you have this big influx of people that are dependent on the government. And that's why you have all these assholes now that are liberal, that are voting Democrat and liberal without thinking. It's because if you take away, it's like with our parents. Whatever our parents did, more than likely, this is going to resonate with us and we're going to want to always support there and be there. Well, when the government becomes daddy because your daddy wasn't in the household, well, you want to keep that government assistance. So you always vote Democrat. The Democrats, in a very slick-ass way, made it to where they have a whole generation of people that are voting for them that are in another term, they're brainwashed.
Oh yeah, 100%. And the thing is like, I mean, I've been on unemployment before. Heck, like I lost my job back in January and I'm still waiting on unemployment to come through.
Yeah.
Still. And, I do think that unemployment and like, relying on the government to assist you when you do need the help, it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
But I will never make unemployment my main source of income.
Well, I am so against, so like in your case and people who are, people who've lost their jobs unfairly, by the way, you shouldn't have been fired. Neither should have I, but people like you who had just a case of misfortune, that's not going to live off of, unemployment the rest of your life, that just needs it to get by or whatever. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. People who are handicapped, have disabilities, that are unable to work, government should help them out 100%. But lazy pieces of shit that just have kids to stay on government assistance so they don't have to work, and then they go to job interviews and they're dressed in pajamas just so they can fill out, oh, I went and applied for this job. Nobody's going to hire you like that.
Right.
I think that we need to take our community service, and if you're on government assistance, you should have to do community service.
I think there needs to be drug tests.
Oh, absolutely.
Before you get unemployment. I mean, I will gladly go and pee in a cup. I mean, however long they want me to, I don't care. There needs to be some type of reform, because if you sit there and you rely on the government to be your daddy, then they will, I mean, Democrats are always going to win. Yeah. Always, because nobody wants to, especially in today's society. Oh my God. I don't know how we went from my grandfather lying about his age to go serve his country at 17 years old and shoot down the kamikazes to some he, she, her, it, they, them getting pissed off because we didn't correctly say their pronoun.
You want to know where it came from?
Please tell me.
Participation trophies, no yep. child left behind, and yep. telling everybody that they are spiritually, we are all equal. Nobody is better than the other one. But a cold, hard truth that people need to learn, and the quicker they learn it in life, the better. Mm-hmm. I'm not ever going to be a brain surgeon. Don't tell me I can do anything.
Yep.
You're supposed to have limitations. Okay. Yep. There's people that are working their ass off, changing tires, changing oil right now. That is a service that is needed. Okay, yeah. You've got too many people now that are saying they're growing up as kids or their parents are telling them, oh, baby, you can be anything. You can be anything you put your mind. No, little Jimmy can't get a 70 on his fucking test. He don't need to be a rocket scientist or thinking he's going to be a rocket scientist. Yeah. We all are equal in the eyes of God. But when it comes to the economy, we are not all equal. And we should not ever have that mindset. And now there's so many people, and social media has made it 10 times worse, instant gratification that we think.
Oh, my God.
We think that now we are supposed to get validated for everything that we do. Our grandparents probably did great things. Nobody will ever know about it. But if a if one dumbass kid goes out right now and buys a sandwich at McDonald's and takes it to a homeless person, he's going to blast
they're gonna
it all
video
over.
It.
Yeah, they're going to. It's pointless. It's pointless. So that's where the ideals and the culture are different, and it's only going to get worse. You have a son, right?
I do.
Okay, mm-hmm. I have a little girl, and I'm teaching my daughter to be a Viking fucking queen, little baby conservative or whatever you want to call her. She's 9 years old, knows how to lock and load our guns. I mean, she mm-hmm. – but – I don't want her to be soft. The generation that now is soft, and their brains are like mush. Whatever the media tells them, whatever they see on TikTok, that is why I love having you TikTokers on here and other folks that actually are putting out a positive message, because there's so much negative bullshit on there that is nothing but hurting our children.
Yep. I mean, like Landon, that's my son's name. He will, whenever he gets in trouble, he'll sit there and he'll say, I'm the worst kid. I'm like, what we're not going to do is be a victim. I said, you're not the worst kid. You made a bad decision. That doesn't make you a bad person. I said, but we're not playing victim. We're not doing that. Because I refuse to have a kid grow up and sit there and live off of me. I'm not doing that. He's not going to be a victim. He's not going to be a part of this society that just allows their kids to sit at home and do nothing. Yeah. He will have a job. He 1,000% will have a job. If he wants to live in my home, living in my home is a privilege. It is not a right, because when you're 16, you can go live somewhere else.
Yeah, see, that's the mindset we're going to have. I mean, as mm-hmm. all parents now, I don't know who started all this, you know, participation trophies and all this other bullshit, but whoever you was, all you did was make soft kids, and it is our responsibility now. I mean, we're both in our early 30s. You know, mm-hmm. We have to be the influencing factor, not the TV and not social media over our kids. Now, of course, both of us make a living off social media. You know, mm-hmm. we want social media to be fine, and we want people mm-hmm. to have their perspective as long as they allow us to have our perspective. Mm-hmm. But we have to mold our children to where, I guess what I'm trying to say is that they don't need social media the way that we did.
Right.
Like, does that make sense? I would rather it revert back to our grandparents. I would rather
I really hope it does at some point, because I mean, like, as much as I love being able to make social media my career, and I mean, because I told Jimmy the other night, I just said, I know that TikTok's not going to be around for maybe 5 more years. It'll be relevant. But I tell you what, I'm going to ride this freaking train till the wheels fall off.
Hey, it's like I told you and the rest of these people I'm working with now. One thing that has been around since, I don't know when it started, probably 1920s, is radio. And radio has evolved. I'm finding folks like y'all because I'm building something here. And like, you're right, it's going to run out. You have to be ready for the next stage. You have to be... Yep. moving on towards the next thing. I think that I got put in the situation when I got put in the situation because of the way that podcasts and everything are exploding. The fact that my ass had a top 100 podcast in the world and I, my face is right here next to Michelle Obama.
That's right. Insane. Love that for her.
Oh, yeah. I made her look way better. But no, I mean,
do you mean Michael Obama? Is that who you meant?
Do you believe it's a man?
Hell yeah, I do.
I don't believe it's a man.
Oh my God, it is.
It is not.
Look up pictures. Google Michelle Obama pregnant. Try and find pictures.
I never thought of that.
Try and find pictures of her.
But maybe she just didn't pose. Maybe she didn't feel comfortable when she was pregnant.
Oh my God, there's not a single damn pregnant woman out there that has not have at least one picture of her. And she was in the, because her husband's always been in politics. So you're telling me there's not been a single photo op of her being pregnant?
I've seen a lot of the stuff on her being a guy. And it's just one of the things. It's, if it is, I mean, I kind of don't know what the big deal would be if it was.
It's not, but that's the thing. Like, people are like, oh, well, you're just saying that because you're transphobic or you're this. I'm not any kind of, the only kind of phobic I am is
dumbass.
I don't know,
phobic.
Not being able to find my keys.
Yeah, I'm dumbass. I don't like ignorance. That's my thing. I don't care what you are as long as you're not ignorant. And when it comes to the Transformers or whatever, I didn't realize how big of a fan I was until I got TikTok. And it's not like I'm not taking y'all out on a date or anything, but we could chill and y'all can do makeup in front of me all day and I will giggle my fat ass off because they tickle the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. I love watching their transformation videos. It's like half of my my For You. And I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know how. It makes me laugh. But
but like I don't care if Michelle is a guy or I don't care. My problem is that they're trying to hide it. Like I just, like be out, like be you. Like I don't care if you're a guy, if you're a toaster, if you're a I don't care.
I think it makes a whole lot of sense that him being the first quote unquote black president. I don't think.
Which, by the way, he's just as much white as he is black.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't think it would have worked him being the first black and gay.
No, it wouldn't have.
If it is that case with her, it would have never. He would have never got elected.
No, I don't. I don't think that America was in a place. Now, I think that for sure, America would have been okay with it or whatever. But I don't think that America was in a place back in 2008 to have accepted that. You know, but I'm telling. Google Michelle Obama pregnant.
I'm going to look it up as soon as we go off this. But also, too, so people don't think I'm one-sided here. I don't know if you've ever looked up the stuff on Sarah Palin. Go watch.
But I'm not the biggest fan of her. No, I'm really not.
I'm not at all.
Or McCain. I do not like McCain. He was. I mean, I love that he fought for our country, but he is a traitor.
Look.
1,000%.
I had to go back, and this is like one of the things I did like about the Fall of Cabal was where it tells you to do your own research. Like they give you a little bit, go dive into it deeper. When I found out that McCain's is the only flag that has ever been wrinkled on a casket, that was sketchy.
Whenever there's like former president, like you look at Reagan, his flag was crisp.
All of them
like,
are.
Crisp. All of the, ex-presidents or ex-military or whatever, ex-congressmen, if they served in the military, if they're, whatever, all their flags, not a single wrinkle. But whenever McCain's flag, if you looked at it, it was wrinkled. And that means that he was a traitor.
Yeah, there's no sense in that. It's not like somebody made a mistake at the last time, at the last minute. That was not anything that was over.
And again, I have the utmost respect for military personnel because I mean, if it came down to it, hell yeah, I would be in there. I would go for it. But if I don't have to, I'm not putting myself in that position. I'm not. I'm just not built for it. I'm not. So, I mean, I have the utmost respect for military. I always have and I always will, no matter what branch. But you're telling me that his flag was just wrinkled by chance?
Nah, so that's one of the ones that got me. But then there's a movie. And I thought the movie was bullshit, so I had to go look it up. There's a movie about Sarah Palin that came out on HBO, I mean, it documents that whole run to where she's picked to be vice president and everything and all this stuff. Go watch it.
Wait, hold on, real quick, a subtle flex real quick.
Okay.
Sarah Palin's daughter's ex-husband, Dakota Meyer.
Yeah.
He follows me on Instagram.
Oh, that's cool.
Continue.
That's cool.
He is badass, man.
He's the one that's in the military, right?
He's former military, yeah.
But no, like, Sarah Palin was a moron.
I need to know more things. I don't know anything about this. I don't know a single thing.
She did not know any of the policies. It was literally Kamala Harris before Kamala Harris. They picked her because they knew that they didn't have a chance against Obama. So they wanted to pick a woman to get the woman's vote. But if you go back and you listen to her interviews and things that she said, Sarah Palin was just about as smart as a 3-year-old. And the whole time that we're being fed stuff about how patriotic and she was and all these other things, like she is a patriot, but she got elected on her good looks, and that was it. That
she does have flawless skin. I will say that beautiful. Woman's got, whoever her dermatologist is, I need that number because my God, she looks stellar. But I don't know anything. I didn't know anything about this.
Oh yeah. If you go watch, I can't remember the documentary now. I'll text it to you whenever we get off here. But there's a documentary, not a documentary, it's a movie. And I thought the movie was probably just bullshit. I thought it was just playing it up because that's 2008 and 2007. So I'm like I'm like 21. So I didn't really pay that much attention to politics back then. So I didn't really remember watching the interviews or anything like that. You go watch her interviews. They're horrible.
I voted, like, I think the first election that we could have voted in was what, Romney?
You can vote when you're 18. So I graduated in 06, you're 08.
I graduated in 06 because I graduated high school a year early.
Of course you did, smart person. I did not. there would have been an election. No, our first one we could have voted for president would have been, it wouldn't have been Gore.
Mm-mm, no, it was not Bush and Gore. It was the one after.
It was one after. So it would have been Obama. It would have been Obama and McCain. Right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was McCain, Obama, and then it was Romney, Obama.
Yeah, because Romney didn't stand a chance in hell either.
Oh my God, that man is so, he's corrupt. I cannot stand him.
I forget that Mormon even ran for president.
I know!
I forgot. Yeah, no shit.
I mean, like, in all honesty, like, I didn't know anything about politics back then. Like, I voted for McCain solely because he was, you know, registered Republican. That was it. And I didn't really start getting into politics. Like, I've always kind of known about politics and all that stuff, and I was raised conservative, but, you know, and I've always defended the second, and I always will. But, you know, I didn't really get into politics until Trump started running. I was just like, if this country is so bad, because I remember seeing an interview with him, and he was just, Oprah asked him, which now she hates him, which is funny. Oprah was like, would you ever consider running for president? He goes, only if it ever got so bad. And that resonated with me. And I was like, why is he running? Is the country that bad?
Yeah, it's
that a millionaire needs to run for president.
A very sad statement to be made that is just, it sucks that it's true. See, everybody thinks that America is the greatest country when it comes to all these things. We're the greatest country because we got freedom. But besides that, we're like last in health, education.
Yeah.
The
only thing we got is that document that was signed in 1776. That's it. That's all we got right now.
And if we don't act right and we remind politicians daily that they work for us and we don't work for
them. Yeah, it's we the people, not we the government.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Brianna, I think I'm going to end it there because you could keep talking for days. So,
oh my God, all day.
We're going to have to set another one of these up. But
let's do it.
I appreciate you coming on and would love for... you know, anything I could ever help you do, just share the podcast today. I'm actually going to go ahead and put it up in just a few minutes.
Okay.
And folks, if you're listening, and it's Friday, March the 12th, come out to Crazy Bull in Macon, Georgia, night for Creed Fisher. If you love America, if you love Jesus, if you love outlaw country, it's the perfect night for you. And Miss Brianna, one more time, drop your social media stuff, please.
Yeah, my TikTok is It's Brianna M. M as in Mason.
She's a badass, y'all. She's got my seal of approval. y'all go watch her stuff, listen to her. If you're a young lady or you're a young man, this woman has got her head screwed on tight. And listen to her. It's one of the few folks that are on social media that's not completely full of shit, has a positive message. And she's cool. She's a badass. She's what advertised. And Miss Brianna, one more time, thank you for coming. And thank y'all thank for you. Listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. I'll catch y'all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.